I imagine that you chose this audio because you're looking for something. Something to provide a bit of comfort or advice. Something to ease your mind. Maybe you're going through a rough period, or maybe life just seems like a chore. Maybe there's something specific that's on your mind and won't go away. Something big, or big to you. Or maybe, just maybe, you're here because you want to refresh your senses, to get back a part that's missing, to enjoy your life again, or maybe to not feel so lost and empty. I can't promise any of those things I just mentioned will happen. In my experience, these kinds of things don't have a simple and long-lasting solution. It takes time. It takes effort. And it takes belief. What I can say is that what I'm here to tell you can help, as it has done for me. And I'm really hoping it will help you too, in whatever area you feel you need it to. Okay, we all have things in our life that mean something to us. Things that bring us pleasure, that bring us a smile. It may not feel like it right now, but we do. Each and every one of us have our own set of circumstances and experiences. Each of us have our own emotions. All of those are ours, and ours alone. Unique. Special. And I'm willing to bet that happiness is one of those emotions. No matter how small and infrequent you feel it is right now, emotions can be huge, all-encompassing things that wash over us consciously, leaving ripples in everything we feel and do. But emotions can be small too. Tiny little feelings that are fleeting, almost imperceptible, hardly felt at all. I guess that's why I'm talking to you now. To remind you that these things, these small and often unnoticed emotions, are there. And they're just as important, if not more so, just as the big ones. They matter. You matter. And you need to recognize these feelings, to feel them and cherish them, to seek them out and hold on to them for as long as you can. Okay, what's the last thing that made you smile? Take a second just to think about it. I'm sure there's something. Maybe it was a taste, a smell. Maybe it was something you heard or something you saw. For me, it was a smile I received. An unexpected smile from someone I didn't know, a complete stranger. I walked past them, lost in my thoughts as we met. A glance, a mutual smile, and they were gone. I went about my days as I always do after that smile, but I kept going back to it in my mind. Why did I smile? Why did they smile? Was it my lips that started to curl first, or was it theirs? What was I thinking when it happened? What were they thinking? Have I seen them before? Or have they seen me? Do they remember my smile? Just as I remember theirs? Why did it happen? Does that matter? Just one small thing. So many thoughts. Lots of things make me smile. Big things and little things. The first drops of rain just after the sky darkens. The title music from my favourite TV show. The smell of freshly cut grass. A long drawn out yawn. Simple but intricate patterns of a fallen leaf. Getting a text message. Sending a text message. A freshly brewed mug of sweet tea. And many, many more. So, did you think of one? Something that made you smile? I bet there was something, big or small, that gave you a little or a lot of happiness. Whatever it was, try to remember it, if only for a short time. Think of it, and remind yourself that it was there. If it helps, write it down, make a note of it. Use those thoughts of proof that good things do happen. They happen to you. They happen for you. The more we recognise the small things that bring us a smile, the more we realise that they're there and always have been. Making a list or just a mental note can help us see their existence. But it can also act as a reminder to help us remember and reflect on them. And keep us striving to see more and feel more of these wonderful little additions to our lives. It may take some time to get used to this and really let yourself think in this way, even for short periods. It may feel unnatural, silly even, to make yourself think this way. It certainly did for me. It's easy to let the big things, or the negative things, take over our thoughts and swamp us, dragging us down as we pore over every fine detail of why things are bad. But that's an emotion that we're thinking about, right? Sadness. An emotion. Happiness. An emotion. So why can't we think of both of these in equal measure? Or at least let ourselves think of and feel both? We can, and we should. We deserve to feel happiness. And it's there, for all of us. Let yourself see. Make yourself see them. Those little moments of happiness. Keep them. Treasure them. I guess that's my message. One small thing can linger just as big things do. One tiny glimpse of an emotion held onto and processed can send those ripples I mentioned out again. Positive ripples. Emotions can be fleeting and brief, but if we think of them and we value them, those positive little emotions can last and grow and become a welcome and lasting part of our lives. They have for me. And in time, I'm sure they can for you too.